Supporters of raising New York's minimum wage have not given up hope of getting a bill passed this session. As WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, with just 3 weeks left in the legislative session, demonstrations and efforts to put the bill on the Senate floor continue.
The bill to raise the state's minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $8.50 has been approved in the Democratic-led state assembly, but it faces opposition from Republicans who control the Senate. GOP Senate leaders say it would be a job killer because small businesses would have to limit hiring new workers. That reasoning did not stop Senate Democrats, who are in the minority in that House, from attempting to place the bill on the Senate floor for a vote in what's known as a hostile amendment. Senate Democrats say it's a moral issue. Senator Adriano Espaillat introduced the measure in the Senate.
The guarantee of a livable wage not only benefits workers and their families, but also it is a direct benefit for the state's overall economic development.
Senate Republicans were voting on a business tax cut package that they believe will do more to create better-paying jobs. Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos spoke in favor of the bill.
It would send an unmistakable message that New York is serious about creating jobs, serious about helping businesses succeed and grow, and serious about helping middle-class families settle, stay, and prosper right here in New York.
Many of the proposals would not take effect fully until next year, so they would not have an impact on the tightly balanced state budget. The proposals include eliminating all taxes on manufacturing businesses in New York for a 3-year period. Senate Finance Committee Chair John DeFrancisco says that tax cut would generate more money in new jobs and economic activity.
Manufacturing is an extremely important part of any economy. And if you have manufacturing, then the spin-off businesses are such that you get multiple benefits and multiple job growth when the manufacturer is doing well. All the suppliers provide product to that manufacturer, and they're hiring people as well.
The Senate Republicans' package also includes a 20% cut in the corporate tax rate for small businesses and a $5,000 tax credit for each new job created, $8,000 if the new employee was unemployed, and $10,000 if they were a returning war veteran. The business tax cut plan is not currently supported in the Assembly.
This movement is unstoppable. A living wage is possible.
Occupy protesters, who have made raising the minimum wage a focus of recent demonstrations, occupied Senator Skelos' Capitol offices for a brief time until the small band was arrested by troopers and led away in handcuffs. Despite the efforts of supporters, Governor Cuomo continues to throw cold water on the minimum wage increase, saying while he personally supports it, he doesn't think it's likely to happen this session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.